Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're pleased to be joined in studio this weekend by the director of the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency, David Gonzalez. Mr. Gonzalez, next thing I want to ask you about is the general plan update. That's an item that's been talked about for many years here in Tuolumne County. First off, for people who aren't entirely clear, what exactly is the general plan and why is this update being done?
So the state requires that you keep an updated general plan, which is, I guess I'll call it the foundation for our community, the future growth that the community needs to stay sustainable, and the rules and regulations at the very base level and the policies that the board sets forth for what our community wants and needs. It's the board's policy document and blueprint to our community and developers, as well as just the very premise of what we are as a community. And that's the base document for the community for that.
So where do things stand right now in the process of getting a new general plan?
So previously, I'm sure folks know that there was a previous first run at it, I guess we'll say, and there were some comments back. During that period, I took over the department, and we've assembled a new team of folks and gone about looking at the comments from the public and made appropriate necessary changes to that. We are in the process of finalizing our draft review of it. Our goal for our department, and at the request of the board and the community as well, I believe, is to make it readable, understandable, clear, concise, and understandable for the general public. We don't want it to be a document that is something that is this aura out here that nobody can understand. So we've made a really good attempt. It's going to be different than in the past. It's going to be readable. We're separating it out so folks can understand if they want to look at the general plan policies, there's an area. The technical items are in another section. The IR is separate from that. And our community plans, we're pulling those out. I'll be looking at updating those at the board's request at a later date and time in a separate section. So it'll be easier to be accessed and maybe a little more readable, due to be released sometime this summer.
The current general plan, was it 20 years ago? Is that correct, the last time it was updated?
1996 is the last time it was updated. So we're not that far off on what we should be following. So the board has been good about providing that direction and making sure we stay on track and get the community's input to make sure that document stays on track.
You touched on this a little bit, but what have been kind of some of the issues that the county's noticed with the current general plan? Is difficult to understand and read? Is that the big concern?
Well, I mean, it's all in how you present an item. I try to look at things from the public's perspective and try to make sure that an average person can read it and understand it. Doesn't mean that everybody has to agree, and that is not going to happen. But in the best interest of the community, making sure it's understandable, concise, easy to understand, and so that's the goal. And you know, from 1996 to now, it's just a different approach, different regulatory reasons for it. They can be a daunting document. Just depends on how you approach it.
I have to imagine a document that big, a challenge would be just making sure that there aren't areas that conflict with one another. Is that true?
Yeah, and that was the goal, to make sure we didn't have those policies and direction that in different chapters or elements of that document, then making sure the policies are consistent throughout, so we didn't have one thing saying to do something and another one not directly contracting but slightly different, and that creates confusion for the community and for development.
Kind of a vague question, but are there certain things that'll be definitely noticeable with the new general plan compared to the old general plan when it comes to growth and so forth?
As far as policies go, we have tried to not make wholesale changes. We've tried to make things easily understandable. The board's goal is to make things easier for folks to understand what the requirements are. And so worded differently, much more concise is reasons why we've separated out the chapters to the general plan policies, the technical appendices, the EIR, and then the community plan, so you can find things easier. And it will look drastically different. The wording is what I'll call understandable. Instead of using technical lingo a lot, we've tried to make it very simple to read and understand. So you can sit down in your evening if you have the desire to look at it and understand, look at the land use element, or if you want to look at the public safety element, or if you want to look at a community plan, you should be able to easily find it and read through it in an evening.
I've heard a little bit too recently about letters going out to people in the community whose properties could be impacted with a general plan update. Can you explain a little bit about that as well?
Sure. There's about between 4,000 and 5,000 letters we sent out to make sure that the folks that their properties either requested or the county felt the need to make sure the general plan and the zones matched, they're two different things, that we notified people. It is not our intent at all to ever modify anybody's land entitlements without their understanding, permission, and making sure that it benefits what they're looking for from their property rights perspective.
I've heard county leaders in past years talking too about the idea of having desirable a general plan that will always hold up legally. Is that possible to have a general plan that will hold up in a courtroom always?
Well, you may not get folks to agree with that, but yes, there's legal requirements that we have. We've hired a different team of folks. We've hired a very good attorney firm to review that before it goes out to make sure that the board's requesting that it's legally defensible. And to answer your question, yes, it is possible. There are folks that may or may not agree with that defensibility, but there are legal standards for that. We will meet those, and this document will stand the test of time because that's what it needs to do for the community. Our growth in our community is essential. About a 1-2% growth rate is all we're projecting over the life of the general plan. And that's a very reasonable growth. It's also healthy. Let me use a mining town analogy. Look what happens when their economy base fails. They disappear. We've been over the last 10 years, a decline in population. School populations are going down. Job opportunities are going down. So you need to turn that around in a healthy, steady, good growth rate for that, to add housing, to add jobs. And that's what the general plan's provides for. It does not encourage, it provides for that opportunity for our community to grow and stay healthy.
What are you noticing too, just in regards to currently development projects in the county? Is there quite a bit of interest in Tuolumne County as we sit here this morning?
I am extremely pleased on what's going on in my department. We are, and I will apologize on the radio, we're behind, which is a good problem to have, maybe not from a developer's perspective, but the building department is very steady and very busy right now. Our planning department, which is a horizon for future projects coming in, steady and busy as well. And so we're seeing a lot of remodels, a lot of homes, some talk of maybe some homes being built and constructed under new. A lot of commercial projects coming forward, and a lot of local folks being very busy and putting people to work and providing those things that the community needs to be healthy.
When you look at the development right now, are there certain areas that are seeing the most interest, or is it spread throughout the county?
It's a good problem. It's spread at the county and the communities that need it. Groveland has some opportunities coming up. Tuolumne City area has some good opportunities coming up. Sonora proper, or the greater Sonora area. I would not say it's pointed in one direction, which is healthy that you have opportunities to provide those things. Like in the Don Pedro area, there's a facility, though, that the community needed, and it's being built right now. Whether or not folks agree or not what it is a service that those folks need, and it's a grocery store down there.
I remember around the time of the recession having Bev Shane, who was in your position before you, on talking about building permits being pulled, and it was kind of a dire situation back about 5 or 6 years ago, but that's, as you say, is kind of turning now?
Yeah, it's turning. It's healthy. It's good. It's a good steady growth rate. We're at about just around 2,000 building permits a year, and we gradually see it projecting. I think that'll stay for the next 3 to 5 years. The economy's good in the nation. Some fluctuation with the market, but it's been good. The valley's been good, and I see us hopefully being healthy in the next 3 to 5 years. And we need to capitalize on it. I'm sure folks have seen the county's budget. And those are the things, the service that we provide to the county. And that comes from the community's opportunities and businesses thriving.
Were there some changes a year or so ago in regards to the building department and permits, and trying to get permits out a little quicker?
Yeah, we were working very hard on trying to I don't know if I use the cliche word streamline, but that's what everybody understands, so I'll use it. is just try to clear a different opportunity and pathway to do process the applications and create a one-stop counter that people can come in and have their projects assessed completely. It's our goal to try to do things over the counter for decks and small tenant improvements, small remodels and that type of thing. And we're working towards electronic plan review too, so you don't have to come down to the county. We love to see people. But if you want to submit something from your home and pay your fees over the line and over the internet and have that review done electronically, that's the goal, to allow that and cut down on the road traffic as well. So we're making some sweeping changes. A little difficult with the budget situation we're in, but we've got a good team trying to hold them back in some aspects, which is a really good problem to have. But they're doing an outstanding job of trying to reduce the timelines. We're on time for plan check review and striving to keep that.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with David Gonzalez, Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency Director, on this weekend's Motherload Views. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute, but first off, a programming note. Next week on Motherload Views, we'll be joined in studio by members of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, Steve Oliveira, Ty Wivel, Al O'Brien, and Dan Dernall, getting us ready for the big community celebration, the Motherload Roundup, coming up next month. Again, our final segment with David Gonzalez in just a minute.